Welcome to the Nunks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Do a quick reaction to what we saw on Sunday. Just some things to look at. I've actually already done a good amount of preparation for tomorrow, so hopefully I'll get some podcasts out to you in the morning. Again, I'll have a rundown quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. I would imagine that I have running back and tight end done tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have another one done like by Monday night is my goal, but if not, Tuesday we'll have the remainder of them, as well as the waiver show available for you by Wednesday morning. So those are some of the things that I will be doing and looking at here. I already have done a pretty good reaction, have a pretty good understanding of what happened on Sunday, so numerically gonna sleep on it and start recording for you in in the morning here. So I am doing this after the Dak Prescott injury, so of course that's going to be pretty crummy. It looks like it's going to be multi-week. Hopefully we'll get some more information by the time we actually have to make waiver bids. I'm totally speculating here, but if we have to make waiver bids, you know, if you have a Wednesday at, 12 o'clock, like a noon or 1 o'clock waiver bids, I think 1 o'clock's the runtime for safe leagues. I have a pretty good suspicion that we will have information by then. Specifically, I would imagine that Prescott has surgery in the morning and we'll get some understanding of exactly what's going on. So even by the time that you hear this, like, we might have a lot more information. So I think that's the big thing. And then we'll see specifically on that. Obviously Cooper Rush is going to be an ad. I don't know specifically like the length of this, but assume that it's a couple, like, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a year long injury. And if that's going to be the case, right, I would assume Cooper Rush gets the opportunity. He wasn't bad last year when he came in and replaced Dak Prescott. He's going to warrant a bid. I think you're going to have to maybe, this could be a situation where, hey, you try and fix around it. Like if it's a super flex situation, you don't have a ton of good options. You know, just try a lot of different things and we can sort of revisit. You know, I did some work on that early in the offseason thinking about the Watson stuff and just how you might go about fixing that. So that'll be a topic that we'll work on this week. So that's really the big one. Some other stuff that I had, this is pending the Monday Night Football stuff, and this is just like the standard football guys formats. Wentz quarterback 3, Mariota quarterback 7 on the week. That was pretty interesting. Barkley running back 1, Hunt running back 4 with 2 touchdowns, Mixon 34 touches, AJD 15 touches, 91 yards and a touchdown, including 5 catches. That stuck out to me. That game got totally sideways on them. And I haven't watched it yet, but I heard that there was a Watson drop and, you know, some other stuff there. So not great. Ultimately, for Green Bay to start, I didn't bet this and I probably should have, but I was just thinking about like, what's the difference? Why is this game basically a pick 'em, and at the same time, like, the division is Green Bay very heavily favored? I didn't understand that. In hindsight, I regret not sort of acting upon that, because now they're even odds to win the division. Or a little bit better than even, you know, it's pretty close to even odds. Green Bay, as I'm recording this, plus 110, the Vikings plus 130. So, there's some of the takeaway stuff there. In that Minnesota game, again, Justin Jefferson's just awesome. AJ Dillon, again, 10 carries, 5 for Aaron Jones. Actually, Dillon led the team in receiving as well. Aaron Jones, 3 catches, 27 yards. So if you came in thinking who was going to be the dominant two-way go guy, it was actually Dillon. Which is interesting. I think it probably gives you confidence to play him under almost any, he's going to get what, at least a dozen plus touches and be a factor in both aspects of the game, I think you feel pretty confident in playing him going forward. Isaiah Pacheco, 12 touches, scored a touchdown. That's pretty fraudulent, would be what I would say. Like, if you can cash that out, that's great. That was all when that game was never in doubt, really. It wasn't in doubt for a majority of it. That game was over relatively quickly. Mahomes just with a flamethrower. The loss of Tyreek Hill, not devastating to the offense. Checks notes, not devastating to the offense. So we'll see what the addition of Pacheco, right? Maybe he's a guy that could actually you could put in a deal to help address quarterback, for example. I think that'd be an interesting thing to potentially address with him if you're in a Dak Prescott situation. Najee Harris with the injury, Elijah Mitchell with the injury as well. Jordan Mason going to be a must add. Jaylen Warren was already a must add. Jaylen Warren was the guy basically backing him up in this game ahead of Benny Snell. I'd started to move on from some Benny Snell shares as well. So probably will add him back, but I do think it's a Jaylen Warren starting job, assuming. There seems to be a little bit of mixed messaging, or I'm not saying it's lying, but it doesn't seem to be clarity about what Najee Harris's actual injury is. So we'll be watching for that. Brandon Cooks, all that dude does is just overproduce expectations. Again, he got underthrown by, like, this is some of the stuff that you, like, this is karma. This is karma coming back for you. Because you had such dominant quarterback play early in your career. 7 catches, 82 yards, but he was actually underthrown for what could have been like a huge touchdown catch. And that's what you get like when you played with Watson, when you played with Stafford, when you played with Brady, when you played with Breeze, like when you've got all these, when you actually had, you know, Goff, like, you know, when you had these quarterbacks that I think are just a step better than Davis Mills, like sometimes it comes back towards you. So that's what we'll call it there with Brandon Cooks. But again, he's going to be a top 25 guy this week without, you know, without really without a touchdown. So again, that's pretty good. Bateman, 2 for 59 and a touchdown. Otherwise, the numbers aren't great in terms of like the targets per route run and all that stuff. So he gets away with it with the big touchdown. But interesting there. Like, I'd much rather bet on the 6 for 79 for Juju Smith-Schuster than the 2 for 59 and a touchdown for Rashad Bateman, both coming down to 13.9 PPR points, right? Give me the much stabler Juju Smith-Schuster profile there. So those are really the big things. Again, Kelsey comes back. We had a couple of notable things. Dearness Johnson inactive, and then you had Jerome Ford was the guy that was in there, ahead of Dearness Johnson. Thought that was interesting. OJ Howard ran like 6 routes and scored 2 touchdowns. Just a remarkable accomplishment. So I'm not super writing home about that, but it bears mentioning. Gerald Everett with a nice ball skills play. Pat Freiermuth, 5 for 75. Really good role there for him. So we'll see. Yeah, I'm interested. We'll do full-on depth chart breakdowns of all this stuff, but I do like just highlight some stuff that I'm thinking of looking at. Obviously, Dak Prescott, Najee Harris are going to be sort of your lead, your lead stuff. Keenan Allen as well, suffering an injury here. I think it's a hamstring, and really, really is going to put Thursday night in doubt. Maybe DeAndre Carter's a guy that could potentially step up here. So, so that'll be some of the stuff that I'm sort of keeping my eye on here. I have some stuff for Football Guys coming out this week, and I'll cover any of the stuff I really cover over there. It'll all be a lot of it's just stuff I already cover here. I'm just in kind of writing. I'm just publishing my notes essentially for the podcast. So it's to be some fun, good stuff going on this week. Excited to be in the groove again. I think I've streamlined my process a little bit to kind of help me out, get you some stuff as best I can sort of early on Mondays and, you know, in up through the week. So so that'll do it for this edition. Again, until next time, until tomorrow, continue to embrace the variance. Week one is here, and it traumatized us, but we'll be fine. We're gonna get through this. And until next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.